extremely unlikely that the
Blog Talk Radio
pushed among China skeptics. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's attorney is responding after a 10th woman came forward to accuse him of sexual harassment, Ann Thompson reports.
This latest allegation comes with photographs. The incident allegedly occurring while the governor was on official duty visiting an area of upstate New York damaged by a flood.
In a statement, attorney Rita Glavin says this latest accuser, Sherry Ville, describes behavior that many know to be typical of Cuomo, such as kissing on the cheeks. More than 300 additional U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents are reportedly being deployed to the southern border in response to the ongoing surge. CNN reports they're being moved from other sectors to help out. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Five things you need to know about measles in 30 seconds. The vaccine was developed in 1963, and measles became rare in the U.S. But low vaccination rates are now causing outbreaks that may put you at risk. Measles is highly contagious and spreads easily when an infected person breathes or coughs. Measles can have serious complications and can be deadly. It's also easy to prevent with a vaccine that's safe and effective. Please make sure you and your loved ones are vaccinated. Learn more at nfib.org/measles. And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, actually, after that morning frost burned off, yet we have patchy frost this morning in selected areas. It'll burn off by this afternoon to mostly sunny skies and high temperatures around 53, 54 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows back down to about 36. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, yet again, high temperatures around 59 to 60 degrees. With mostly cloudy skies for Wednesday night, lows down to about 42. Partly sunny skies for Thursday, highs around 55.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasili and Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to hang out with everybody like a lot of times a week.
thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And I'm just going to back off that mic a little bit. First and foremost, getting to say hi to Mr. Benny and Mr. Jacob. Hello to both of you today.
Hi, Beth.
Here we go, Benny. We're going to learn again about food.
My favorite.
We're going to learn about nutrition. And we're going to learn about healing. But one of the things we're most importantly going to talk with this amazing, amazing expert, Candace Covington, who's joining us here today, is about vibrational nutrition. Understanding the energetic signature for foods, of foods. But what does that mean? You know, Benny, like how many times have we talked about being drawn to something? Or how many times have we talked about, you know, having a yearning for something out of the blue? You're sitting there and you're thinking in the middle of December, I wish I had a watermelon. What is it that happens with us? You know, what is it that changes us? How do we understand the physical and health, and if I could say this, the metaphysical benefits of fruits and vegetables and meats and herbs? How do we understand their nutritional effects on the body? But then what happens when we understand their frequency, their vibration? And that's why I'm not going to really take that topic on. I want to talk to Candace about it because her fabulous new book, Vibrational Nutrition, really lays this out. And it's funny how I got triggered automatically from the cover of her book. Let's watch. See the cover? Right? And what do you see over there? Like over there is like a little piece of little watermelon. See that watermelon? That's all it took for me to think watermelon. But we are joined today by somebody that is a certified aromatherapist, massage therapist, healing arts master, and much more. Candace, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is, for me, when I think about this, and I think about Benny and I and the 17 years we've been doing this, what I'm really struck by is how we reference food without knowing it in a vibrational and frequency way. I want to know, given what you've done, given who you are in the world, I want to know how you got here. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles? What did you have to overcome to be able to get here to take this powerful message out in the world?
Well, I would say food as ally has been really important in any struggle and any directionality that I've ever had in my life. And that's actually a large way of how I became to understand the way that food does operate as a vibrational signature, because I would really crave something. And the more I craved it, the more I could sense like a deep interior shift that had nothing to do with me willing it away or me mentally problem solving. Of course, that was a component of it. But as I came to different hurdles in my life, I craved food that literally created the change that I wanted to move forward in my life. So it helped me from a very first-person perspective to observe how, in fact, food are our allies and can help us overcome any hurdle.
You know, I want to ask you about this better than just talk about it like from a very academic perspective. How does one explain the craving for watermelon in December? Just saying as an example, right?
Sure.
Because you got all the sugar, you got all the holiday stuff laid out, you got all everything laid out. It's all, and you're like, where's the watermelon, right?
Right.
How does one explain that from your perspective?
Watermelon has a fascinating vibration. Its vibration is literally being content in the moment and not worrying about how and what you're going to change in the tomorrow. So it's an excellent, excellent fruit for grounding you in the here and now and experiencing the true sweetness of the moment.
You know, when I think about that, and that, by the way, that's pretty much a that's pretty much a true story. You know, it's pretty much me before COVID-19. I was out at an outing, and I don't know for what reason I expected there to be watermelon there, right? But, you know, when I think about vibrational nutrition, I want to ask you this two-part question. One for people that are like, that sounds really cool, Candace. Yeah. And then understanding the energetic signature of food. I want to talk about how both vibrational nutrition, energetic signature of food leads us down the pathway to wellness. Tell us what you've discovered about each of these.
Okay, so my book does not talk about physical nutrition at all because I feel like there's so much solid information out there. So what it does is it takes you towards a healthy mind, a healthy emotional state, a healthy spiritual state. And there's no generalities in my book. I went and I broke down over 400 food signatures into very precise, understandable. Each one's about a paragraph or shorter to allow you to fine-tune whatever it is in your life to allow that food to be a means to get there. And in the book, I explain how, like you were talking about, you follow a craving and allow that to not only be the antidote but an oracle. Because frequently you can crave something and you don't understand the larger underpinnings, but you can look it up. And then once you understand precisely what it does, it is so empowering because you can work with it consciously and take it into your body and have it rearrange you literally on a subtle level. And once that happens, it leads to exterior changes in the material realm or the physical. So it's just very delicious, not to be silly. It is. I mean, you know, it's such a fun medium because, you know, so much of there's not a lot of difficulty or strain around it because it allows you to partake of something that is nourishing and wonderful. And at the same time, it is truly a dynamic tool for addressing very specific states.
And, you know, I want to ask you about that because I recently got some long overdue surgery done, right? I totally, growing up, I wrecked my body. Let's just say that. In so many ways, right? And so I just got some corrective surgery, which very, very painful, but my gosh, you know, what we can do now with science is like crazy, like bionic, you know. My friends are like, you're bionic bacilli now. That's actually my last name. People don't know my last name. But, you know, what happened was I'm like, can you get me a papaya? Like what? I'm in the Pacific Northwest. Can you go down there to the, when you go to the store, see if they got papaya. I don't care what the papaya costs, but just papaya. And I want to ask you about that because I don't have it in front of me. It obviously resonates with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm called to get it, and I have no idea why. Can you take us through that as you do in the book? You know, and it's like it's calling to me, Candace. It's like, buy me.
Yeah. Well, papaya, first and foremost, stimulates the second chakra. So everything that is involved with that inner child, deep creativity, connection to the divine feminine. But one of the other things it does that I find really fascinating is it spiritualizes emotions. So when you have an emotion pop, you know, to come to the forefront. And I assume if it was during a surgery, you had a lot of downtime, you know, to really think and ponder things. And so what happens is that once a strong sensation or emotion comes to the surface, you come to understand the spiritual lesson and or the teaching that is like centered around why that emotion arose in you and what that's about. So I would posit that papaya at that time in your life was all about allowing you to dive deep and really explore internally and start to understand the story of you at even a deeper level and in a really supported and juicy, interesting way.
You're absolutely right about that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about that point in time, but I also want to talk about the system. You know, what is the system? Each of us can learn that will help heal emotional and spiritual wounding. What is the system around this vibrational nutrition that we intuitively seem to connect to, But what if we had a way, a system, a process? What if we understood what it's like to cook with the intention of utilizing vibrational nutrition? What happens if we could factor in the energy of every single item or recipe? I don't know if potato chips are included, but when we come back, we'll dive deep into that. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Banana. Anna. Try the salami. Tommy. Give with the gravy, baby. Everybody eat when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate, too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Here's the bologna, Tony. Everybody eat when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes. Hoping this good food.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a coffee with the universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down, you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shooting yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Have a banana, Anna. Try the salami, Tommy. Give with the gravy, baby. Everybody eat when you come to my house. Try a tomato, please.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We're talking about vibrational nutrition, and we're going to get a little bit deeper into some of the specifics of different things. And by the way, for those of you out there who want some insight or want some help, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Candace, two things. How do people get a copy of the book, and how do they find out more about you? How do they find out what you're up to?
Okay, so you basically can order my book anywhere. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. My publisher happens to be Inner Traditions, so a loving shout out to them. You can order straight from their website. And then also, any local bookstore, if it's not in, just ask. They can order it. And also, my website you can order from, which is divinearchetypes.org. And also, if you're curious about me and my offerings outside of, not only do I explore this book deeply in weekly blogs, but my other offerings are also at divinearchetypes.org.
And this is all really, when I think about this, when I take a look at the book, I want to talk about two things in the book next, and I want to get back to the system to heal. One is you go through the book beautifully and explain different vibrations, everything from, you know, sea salt from Molokai. And so when I think about all of this and I look at this and I go through this, you know, you explain to us in a way that we can get it at a common sense level. See, that's what's really important. When you start to talk about vibrational healing or vibrational nutrition, boy, you got to break it down so people know, well, wait a minute, I'm reaching for that, and this is why. And you did a beautiful job. Not only that, we're going to talk about some recipes later on, too. Okay. Yeah, one of my favorite recipes in here. But let's talk about the bigger picture like this, the big picture. And the big picture is how each and every one of these could work systematically to heal. And I love that you're talking about emotional healing and spiritual healing. because we don't know that we've been wounded spiritually. Can you address this and what you discovered at that 35,000-foot level?
Yes, I have a personal story I can share with this.
Yeah.
So I personally believe in reincarnation. And so there was a time in my late 30s that my life was pretty idyllic. You know, there was nothing going on that I could pinpoint and say, this is making uncomfortable, literally angry feelings arise. And I was so puzzled by that. You know, and I, you know, meditated. I spoke to my union analyst, you know, and just was looking. And then I started having this intense craving for the shellfish mussels. And then I just couldn't eat enough of them. And as I started coming into deep relationship with the mussels, I could literally feel that confusing anger that I think was brought in from a past life that got stored at a cellular level start to clear. And then I used to live in southern India, and at the time I became really good friends with a tantra painter. And so what happened was and he painted for a local Buddhist temple down there. So I rang him up and said, will you please go ask the Rinpoche to look into my continuum and basically see if he could find, you know, any disturbance. And he came back to me and he confirmed what my intuitive understanding of the role of muscle was, is that I was suffering from the roots of an angry mind that had been brought in. And so it was not them telling me that made me come to that conclusion, but I came to it on my own. And then I just happened to have the resource that confirmed it. And so once I understood that dynamic, like you said, I didn't even realize that I brought in this confusing energy, but it affected me, and I wanted to work through it. And just sheer will alone wasn't enough for me to remove from that tingling energy. But that food ally was a huge blessing, and it allowed me to shift that. And it's interesting. Anybody who's ever done deep healing work, you know the difference between, you know, when you hold the space because you know that's the correct, you know, area that you want to be in your life. I did not want to reside in anger, but I could feel it when it melted from my deep body, my continuum is what I would call it, and I was free from it. It was such an amazing sensation of like spring or renewal or however you want to phrase that. And so from a true body perspective, I have been profoundly blessed and healed by nature.
And then in turn, you are now bringing that out to help all the rest of us do that.
Yeah.
And I have to say right now, we are in a position, and I think this is globally, where a wounding and a healing is really important for all of us. And I think at times we don't quite understand when we reach for something or when we are open to something, we are developing a relationship with food. Can you talk about the, you know, this relationship with food? Because you cover this beautifully in the book.
Yes. For example, you were talking about as globally, you feel like we're going through a collective healing, you know, and so every person is going to have a different relationship, you know, with what's going on, you know, globally and in community. But a few of the foods that come to the top of my mind, black creme tomato is for depression that debilitates, where you just want to stay in bed and pull the covers over your head because it's just too scary. Blood orange is all about bringing like vivaciousness and brightness back into your life that allows you to move forward with your gifts into the world and share your healing via your gift sets. So depending on where your orientation is, you would be able to find a food to allow you to most address what you needed to work with in the moment.
And, you know, one of the things I want to address here is that, you know, we can look at a range of foods, right? There could be sort of this relationship we have with certain types of food. And then, or on another note, maybe something will come up. How do we determine what it is that's longing to be healed by what we may be drawn to.
In the beginning of my book, there's all 400 foods listed. And so I give you a short meditation so you can go in and you can tune into the foods, because sometimes, you know, you've never been exposed, or you think you don't like it because of the flavor, or, you know, whatever it might be. But as you go through and you feel into the energy field of each food, if something really pops for you, either that you really like or you're really off-put by, that means that there's a story that food wants to talk to you about. And if you crave it, it's most likely an aspect that really wants to be developed and brought to the forefront, that's going to have a gift-like aspect. If it's something that you're off-put by, it's most likely a shadow aspect of yourself, or an aspect that you don't want to look at because it's difficult or painful in some way. So either way, you know, if you become aware of something that perhaps you didn't even know that your deep self wanted to work on, you know, because there's so many layers to human beings, you know, but most people's, you know, mental body or consciousness drives the ship, if you would. So this allows you to have seamless communication between the mental body, emotional body, and the spiritual body. And once you do that, you're able to have a much more complicated conversation with your deep self.
You know, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of these foods and also some of these recipes. But what happens when you wake up or you're going through your day and all of a sudden you decide, I'm going to make myself, you know, some kind of smoothie or something here, and you start to go into the refrigerator and you say, geez, I'm going to pull out this cucumber, I'm going to pull out fennel, I got to put a little apple cider vinegar in there, then maybe a little cayenne in there. And you're doing this, and your friend or your partner looks at you like, what the heck is going on with you? And then you're looking at it and saying, I think I need a little avocado as well. How do you explain that concoction and what that tends to mean? When we come back, we're going to break that down and tell you exactly what the book helps you with. But more importantly, do you have any cravings going on? Do you want to know what might be underneath that? Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And as we said before, vibrational nutrition, understanding the energetic signature of foods. When we come back, we're going to talk more about those signatures. We're going to talk more about, why does somebody pick a red onion over a yellow onion? Who does that? Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to take a really short break, and we'll be right back with my very special guest, Candace Covington. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Trish Love from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. This happens with Colette Marie Steffens is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of 1LS Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. You know, we are talking about vibrational nutrition. Candace, can you tell people how they, again, how they get a copy of your book and how do they find out more about you?
Okay, so you can get my book from Inner Traditions, from Barnes & Noble, and from Amazon online, but also your local independent bookstore, just pop on in, ask them to order for you, they'd be happy to. And my website is divinearchetypes.org.
Okay, let's break this down, but before we do, I want to get a caller in here who's got a question for us, and then we'll go back to that little smoothie crazy. I can't wait till I have some time so I can go get myself a fennel bulb. But let's go ahead and take one of our callers, Benny. Charlene, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, how can we help you today? Welcome to the show. You're live.
Thank you. I was just thinking about this, and I was thinking, because intuitively we eat, and it seems like in the different seasons we do, like for me anyways, I crave different things. Like now that it's going towards spring, I'm more towards the fruits and vegetables, more heavier, and I was more towards the comfort food. And it seems to be like with this, the change in the season too, our bodies go for different types of food.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we are, at the deep level, organisms that reflect the, like, macrocosm is what I'm trying to say. So
yeah.
We're hardwired, like you say, to, as the spring comes, you want to get that burst of, you know, new things that are coming through the earth, you know, your new plant life, you know, just to help you with your whole body, you know, digestive system to come in. So what you're talking about, I think, is very accepted, is that we too follow the seasons. And like you say, you know, in the winter, you know, you need to, on just a caloric way, you know, if you live in a cold, dark environment, it's also a time to go in and hibernate. So you're going to crave, you know, more of those starchy tubers, perhaps, or if you do eat meat, probably a more meat-centric diet. And then as you move into summer, absolutely, it's going to lighten up. But what could be maybe a fun practice outside of that is if you, like, really tune into within those kind of general arching umbrellas that you're talking about, what specific foods within that do you crave? Because that will help you to understand what your deep self particular goals are and what your deep self would like to work on.
Yeah, Charlene, what particular food pops up for you? Because I was just sharing waking up and having this urge for this smoothie that just had, you know, honestly, some of the most interesting things that I wanted in it, and it just popped up out of nowhere. So is there something in particular that you are thinking to yourself, oh, man, I wish I had this?
Not that I wish I had. I ran out and got, and I've been buying it by the case. and I've switched from that to something else now, but it was pineapple juice. Like, I was buying it in bulk at Costco, and now I've switched to bananas.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Candace, what do you make of that?
Well, pineapple is a fun one. So pineapple is all about building deep friendships with community. And it's also bringing out levity, a brightness in a personality, a joyful exchange, where within my system, bananas talks more about creating sexual spirituality, like almost like understanding it in the way you would in a tantric way. And so that could either be merging with a beloved or merging the yin-yang aspects of yourself.
Well, that's perfect. That's kind of like that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, let's talk about banana for a minute, because she switched up. And, you know, I find banana interesting,
yep,
because, you know, Linda's here with me helping me out. And, you know, like, I've never had banana in my house. Now there's, like, always banana.
Mm-hmm.
And so what makes us grab a banana?
That one has to do with basically sacred sexuality. And that can be exploring it with a partner like you would in a tantric sense, where you stress your spirituality as a prayer to the divine and also seeing the divinity in an other. And if you're not currently doing that with a partner, it can be the intermarriage. So it'd be merging what they would say the yin and the yang, or the Tibetans would say the yap and the yum. So, or the, you know, sky father and earth and mother. So basically the divine marriage of your internal feminine or masculine. So it could be unto oneself, or it can be exploring those principles with a beloved.
Well, that's the switch you made, Charlene.
That's exactly where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly, that is completely bang on.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't it? Charlene, thank you so much for calling in. Any other questions you have for Candace?
No, not at all. I'm going to go out and get the book.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Very cool. Thank you, Charlene. Okay. Now, that was an example, and how beautifully you have explained that. But I'm trying to make sense and explain why, after I'm done with this show, then I got another call, like it's going to be like 2:00, and I'm going to have to go get a fennel bulb, make sure I got organic cucumber in there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain something like this? What is up with the fennel?
That is so funny that you say fennel, because that's not a vegetable a lot of people eat. 2 weeks ago, I too became obsessed with fennel, and I wanted to make a bouillabaisse, but I would not do it until I found my fennel bulb. And so what I love about fennel is it really deepens the creative impulse. And so a big part of your job is deep creativity. I mean, you have to write the shows. You have to talk with, like, incredibly different people all the time. So fennel is all about you being able to creatively mine your environment. And so that's very interesting to me that you crave that. And then cucumber is all about vitality. So it basically replenishes your chi or your prana, however you want to say that. So if you've really been running ragged, like you have a to-do list that doesn't stop, and
absolutely.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
So cucumber just shores you up. So you have enough, you know, sparkle, which you have in abundance, you know, to make it through your day. So those two combined are amplified creativity that allows you to mine that from environment, and then also enough chi or prana or energy, that you can do that in a very vibrant, vivacious way.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I grew up, my grandparents roasting fennel. You know, that I didn't know it was fennel. I mean, I know what it is now. You know, we called it fennuc growing up, and it would be this roasted fennel. And I got to tell you, back in the day when we didn't have, what do you call it, air fryer poppers and microwave ovens, I watched my grandparents turn on that gas stove and take those peppers and roast those peppers and roast the fennel right over a gas stove. I mean, that's the memory of it. But cucumber is interesting for me because when I get a craving for it, I will go in the fridge, get my organic cucumber, and I will tell you, I will bite that thing right down till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now what I can do is explain, like, why I'm doing that. Like, instead of people saying, Jesus, what's wrong with you, Pat? You know, like, what are you doing? And by the way, why would you put cayenne pepper in everything? And I put cayenne pepper. I put cayenne pepper on my eggs. If I get eggs, I got to put the cayenne pepper. No, not paprika. Cayenne pepper. Have no idea why.
That one stimulates the root chakra. And it also, so that's interesting. So you using cayenne pepper in your recipes grounds deeply into your body all the other energies you're taking it in. Because that's fascinating that you use that as an anchor in so many of your recipes. So, okay, so as you mentioned, I'm an aromatherapist.
Yes.
So on a physical level, like when an aromatherapist makes a synergistic blend, they will put just a drop or two of black pepper because that one on a physical level helps your body absorb the phytonutrients like at a deeper level through that. So energetically, cayenne pepper behaves the same way. So when you take that, put that in a recipe, it's going to ground deeper into your energetic body and all the way down to your root chakra, which of course is the foundational principles of self, you know, being at home in your body, being home in the world, grounding things into practical action. So I would very much posit for you that that's a really dynamic way to just really grid that and ground that into your body for use.
Yeah, and, you know, the book goes through, and not only, for those of you just tuning in, Vibrational Nutrition, Candace Covington joining me here today, we're talking about the frequency, we're talking about vibration, but one of the things that you also do is you come to this point where you talk about archetypes, and you talk about how certain foods and certain recipes create their own frequency and energy. And I just got a question that just came in. One of our text questions just came in from Martha asking the question, hey, Dr. Pat, hey, everybody, can you please find out why nectarines, all I ever want is nectarines. I don't care what time of the year is nectarines. What is up with the nectarines? And I love the white ones.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so the precise phrasing for nectarines in my book is it fills the cosmic vessel of self. So when I say that, it's really talking about cleaning and enclosing your aura. So that helps you. I don't know if you have a tendency to be empathic or if you are frequently put in situations that are bustling or a lot of energy being thrown at you. So that cleans and encloses you. And at the same time, it allows you to keep your sensations, your feelings, your emotions unto yourself. If you're a bit more of an introvert, and the fact that you want white, that is a seventh chakra. So that's a gorgeous combination because that's basically flooding you with divine light. And I would also wonder if you have a pretty focused spiritual path, because that would be a great combination for somebody who needed to be in a meditative state, or even if you were in a period in your life where you were heavily studying things, because this really allows you to the combination of divine knowing and being able to really hold this information, you know, in a clean, tight, enclosed aura, so you can really process it, work with it, and be with it.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Martha. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is in your book, you talk about eating the rainbow, food colors, and chakra correspondence or connections, right? I hadn't thought about it that way. And then I started to read this section of the book. Can you give us a sense of your, let me just call it your system here to connect the chakras, the where they are, which one they are, and food colors?
Yes, I'm going to go back to your interesting question you talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Why would you crave a red onion over, say,
yes.
So the way, this is a perfect example. So the general vibration of onion is being able to, with intent, target any aspect of yourself. It could be a past memory. It could be an emotional state. It could be any of those things. But so what happens is basically onion is a conduit to get to somewhere in your interior, whatever that may be. So you just have to set the intent. But if you crave, for example, the yellow onion, yellow is the color that is correlated to the third chakra, which basically is your inner sun. It, in, from an Ayurvedic perspective, it rules the mental body.
Wow.
So literal mind, it has to do with, a good way to explain it is an Apollo archetype. So it's good for when you want to learn something that's already been established. So when you're studying, so it's not about creativity. It's about perfecting a skill that's already established. It's about magnetism. It's also one of the only chakras that vibrates to the divine masculine. So if you want to bring more of a balanced internal masculine energy into your life, that would be, again, the color of the onion. And since the onion is all about being able to access, that is such a dynamic gate. So literally, as you take that food into your body as a prayer, a blessing, is to ask for whatever trait that might be to develop in yourself. But I had a client who picked up violin lessons later in life, and that's actually one of the foods that she went to.
Wow.
Because, you know, it was a lot of, she was, had natural talent, but there was a lot of practice and there was a lot of learning curves for her. And so that was such a great food to allow her to learn that new skill that required a lot of linear thinking. Whereas red, that one has to do with, like, say, that one has to do with the earth principle. So earth literally creates the first chakra, which color is red. So say, for example, you wanted to, because you talk a lot about organic, which I am totally the same as you. So say you want to plant a garden. You would want to access that first chakra to help you understand, you know, how to engage with the earth. You know, it would help you have a green thumb. It helps you understand how do you eat more nutritionally. That's also one, it's say if you're struggling with abundance issues, that allows you to be able to figure out what you can do to create more stability and abundance into your life. And so even though you can see that the onion has one vibration, but depending on the color of where you go, it is going to allow you to access the information that is inherent within that that color that correlates to the chakra.
Yeah, I'm so fascinated by this because as I go back now and I'm thinking how this is playing out, you know, last night I was cooking dinner and I was made something very simple because, you know, I'm just trying to heal this total knee replacement here, but something really simple. But believe it or not, I had already created something that was going to have a red base in it, and then I add a can of tomatoes to it. And Linda's looking at me like, did you just add tomatoes to that? And I said, yeah. Yeah, just that. She's like, it's already like a red sauce, and you're going to add tomatoes to it. And I said, yeah, I don't really know why.
That's interesting because, you know, you're talking about, you know, focusing on healing your knee.
Yeah.
And again, the root chakra or the red, it's all about physical form. So
wow.
So each chakra has a different element. So the red is earth, and then the other one, so the second would be water, third is fire, fourth is air, fifth is ether, sixth is all of the elements combined, and then the seventh is beyond the elements. So that's so interesting to me that you crave the very color that is going to add an energetic level, support the healing of your physical body and your knees. So,
wow.
Yeah, your deep self knew exactly what to do.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Candace, I got to tell you, I just love, first of all, I love your book, but I love the way you're bringing it all together. And, you know, we have a few minutes left, and I was really struck by the I didn't expect there to be recipes at the end of the book. But I love that you put the recipes, but then you created a narrative around it to explain it. And I was really struck by this, right? I went through and I looked at a number of these and I thought, wow, this is really interesting. You know, and I went to the next one. I said, wow, this is really interesting. And then I went to the next one. And then I went to the one, of course, you had the jicama and fennel salad, which you couldn't hear, of course. But here's the thing that I'm struck by as well. There were a couple of recipes with eggs. I can eat eggs and nothing else but eggs. And I try not to. As a parting wish, tell me about the eggs.
It's so funny. Okay, I raise birds specifically for eggs. And I brought a show and tell.
Go ahead. Oh, my gosh.
This is a goose egg. I'm going to hold it. So a goose egg next to a quail egg.
Wow.
So you can see the difference in sizes. And here is a duck egg next to my goose egg. So I love eggs, too. I love eggs so much that I specifically raise birds for my eggs.
I would do the same thing. That's how much I love eggs. And, oh my gosh, it's like, give me another egg recipe. So I started to cut back, and then I said, why am I cutting back on these? I mean, they're so nutritional. They work. Tell me about the vibration, the frequency of eggs.
Okay, so this is the goose egg.
Yeah.
So her mother's name is Augie, by the way, which means magnificent. And so a goose egg, this is for the individual who wants to monetize a creative path. So say you're an artist, a writer, an independent, you know.
Like me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you have to use your creativity to create a living. And so how I define that is that every day you have to carve out your niche. You have to visualize what you want to put into the world. You have to figure out how to do that. And so if you truly incarnated to live that way, a goose egg is such an amazing support and ally. It helps really get you into the flow of that and helps you figure out how to do it. And the energy of goose egg is also fiercely protective. So if you're a part of being an artist is being vulnerable because you put yourself out, you know, and for everybody in the whole world to see. And so it allows you to feel cocooned and safe within sharing the more vulnerable parts with yourself with a wider audience. Whereas the little quail egg, on the other hand, is all about working in conjunction. So it is like good for, like say, a family unit where everybody has to contribute something or another. So where it's when you need many people to do something slightly different to make things go well. Like, for example, if I was to start a new venture where I was needed to pull on the skill sets of other people that weren't exactly like mine, but we all had to contribute to make it work, I would probably bring this as a dish. I may or may not even tell people what I was doing, but that would be my intent. And then the duck egg is all about being able to navigate your emotions. So this is a really good for somebody who's doing any sort of depth work where they really want to go in, they really want to figure things out. But it also has a fascinating vibration in that it magnetizes people and situations to you that are beneficial. So it helps you basically find your people, if you would, because that is such an important part of being human, is finding correct communities. Because if you can find environments that really honor who you are and you can relax into that, it allows you to grow. And it just, you can flourish in such a different way. And also, I genuinely believe duck eggs are, they bring levity. I don't know if anyone's had a chance to really watch domesticated ducks in action, but they're clowns. They are so funny. They have such personalities. And so it's just such a way to bring levity into your life.
Yeah. And, you know, it's fascinating as I'm thinking about this. You know, I had an experience with a goose at a very young age on my grandfather's farm. And as I'm thinking about this, it really makes sense. Everything you said makes sense. I mean, so much so that, you know, I will go out at a clip and I will get like 5 dozen eggs. And I'm just like, we got to have hard-boiled eggs. And they just got to be handy. They got to be handy. And, you know, part of what you've done is you've really given us a map or a blueprint so that we can literally honor our natural calling and attraction to things. Without worrying about is it right, is it wrong, is it good for us, is it bad for us. So you've taken this to a whole different level. Candace, I want to thank you so much for everything you do. Please, how do we get a copy of the book, and how do we find out more about you?
The best way to find out about me is to go to my website, which is divinearchetypes.org, and if that's hard to spell, just Google Candace Covington, and it'll pop up. You can get my book through Inner Traditions, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and, of course, your local bookseller. So if they don't have it in, just ask, and they'd be more than happy to bring it in for you.
Candace, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Oh, create a loving relationship with your food. Really get to know food as you would a friend or a beloved pet. Because they're there, and if you allow yourself to be in relationship, it will, there is this beautiful Ayurvedic saying. They refer to plants as mothers with 100,000 ways of working. And so my invitation to you is create intimate relationship with the food you take into your body and allow to see the stories unfold and really enjoy the process.
Wow. Candace, thank you so much for all you do. How fascinating. I want to thank Denny and Jacob for hitting all the right buttons. I want to thank all of you out there for everything you do. And don't forget, we've got another hour coming up here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to our friends at Inner Traditions as well. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good sunny Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. We still have slowing on 405 northbound just after the 167 interchange. We had an earlier collision. It's been cleaned up, but still in the wake of that, around Talbot Road South, the exit there, it's heavy up through the Canningdale Hills. Good thing it'll break free just after Northeast 44th Street in the Newcastle area. But that's okay. Keep it tuned right here on KKNW And, of course, another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, coming up next after the news and weather. And this time, it's how does your past really catch up with you? Karma. With guest host Valerie Trujillo. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. As testimony continues for a second day in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the brutal killing of George Floyd, the woman who took widely viewed cell phone video of last May's incident is taking the witness stand. 18-year-old Arnella Frazier sobbed as she testified.
I heard George Floyd saying, "I can't breathe, please get off of me. I can't breathe." He cried for his mom.
Frazier claims she witnessed officers on the scene offering no aid to Floyd. Former officer Derek Chauvin is seen kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Health officials say they're concerned about the growing number of new coronavirus cases and a recent uptick in hospitalizations. White House COVID response advisor Andy Slavitt says Americans need to hold on a little longer, but relief is on the way.
We have an accelerated threat. We are accelerating our response. Within 3 weeks, 90% of Americans will be within 5 miles of a vaccine.
Slavitt notes that states loosening restrictions are playing with fire. Biden is out with his first list of nominees to the federal bench. A White House statement says the 11 prospective judges have diverse backgrounds and are highly qualified. President Biden will reveal his big infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the speech is about modernizing America.
The speech tomorrow is about making an investment in America, not just modernizing our roads, our railways, our bridges, but building an infrastructure of the future.
Psaki sidestepped questions about a price tag, but said the president will talk about making the corporate tax code fair. Amazon employees at a warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, are voting on a labor union today. The historic vote might go on for days. If successful, it would be the first ever labor union at a U.S. Amazon facility. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, actually, after that morning frost burns off, yet we had patchy frost this morning in selected areas. It'll burn off by this afternoon to mostly sunny skies and high temperatures on 53, 54 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows back down to about 36. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, yet again, high temperatures around 59, 60 degrees. With mostly cloudy skies for Wednesday night, lows down to about 42. Partly sunny skies for Thursday, highs around 55.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Good morning. And as you can see, I'm not Dr. Pat, but I'm guest hosting for Dr. Pat today, and I'm Valerie Trujillo, and I'm with Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I talk about karma. Also tune in with me every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain, where I talk about some of the topics that help you heal, and help you look at life differently and in a more profound way. Like I said, today I'm going to talk about karma. When people think of karma, most people think of punishment and reward. It is actually more about cause and effect. Positives and negatives are always in balance. And the world can't always be completely positive or completely negative. I used to think karma was more about cause and effect. And to an extent, I still do, because what we do in the now is still relevant to our karma. You need to hold on and think about this, because for a lot of people it's going to be hard to swallow some of this information. But you came into this life already with karma. People don't understand that we've lived all past lives, many past lives. But we had to come into this lifetime without the knowledge of our past lives. Because if we did, especially if we remembered the things that we did that were not so nice, not so kind, it would be too hard to handle. And we wouldn't be able to function. The veil of your memory is drawn just before you're born. And that veil for some people is thicker, and for others it's thinner, depending on the things that they've done throughout their lifetimes to clear their karma. So think about people who have gifts, who are not so frightened of the phenomenon going on now, the things like that I do, connecting to spirit. It's because I've worked in past lives on some of my karma. And then you have people who are very 3D, who don't work on their karma at all, and they're very about what you have, what you make, what you wear, what you drive. And their veil is very thick. Sorry, guys, that's the cat. Zuko. But to know that your veil is really, really thin, if not almost gone, when you're a prophet or a saint, when you have cleared your karma to the extent that the veil is almost gone and you can see everything. It's hard to understand some of these things, because in this 3D world, we weren't brought up that way. Society doesn't teach us about these things. They distract us with other things, because if they didn't and we knew the truth, we'd be trying to find our highest good all the time and trying to work out this karma. Our human consciousness is very limited. And it's limited by the role you perform in this current life and by the karma that you created in your previous life. Your karma is the block between you and the higher planes. Because karma is energy. It's a fifth energetic substance with a very low frequency of vibrations. And those low frequency vibrations are the veil that separates you from the higher planes. When I learned that, I was, holy smokes, I thought karma was just about being nice and being good to people so you wouldn't create the karma. I didn't even think about, maybe 10 years ago, I didn't think about the fact that it was probably, or that it actually was from previous lives also, not just what I do here now. That's a big pill to swallow, to realize that you came from other lives. You worked through this karma through all these lives, and you're in this life now. And for some people, the veil is still very thick, like I said. But for some of us, like myself, it's getting thinner and thinner, and karma, like breathing, for me is very important. Not just by what I did in past lives that I'm not trying to work on now, but how it affects me now. There can be stuff in your life going on that you've never done anything wrong for, or an illness that you might have that you didn't cause and you were born with, or it just happened all of a sudden when you turned maybe 12, maybe 25, maybe 50. Those are a part of your karma too, past life karma that it happens. Some of the karma is something that you brought on from your actions at that time, and you're working through it now. It comes up into your life now so you can work on it, because it's important to know that we can go back into our previous lives and forgive ourselves for the actions that we took. It's important to know that you can take action on the past too, not just now. And by your actions in the past and in the present, you've created this veil separating you from the real world of the divine, or God, or the creator, or I am, or whatever you call your higher consciousness. But just as this is the creator's plan, everything in this world develops in an evolutionary way. So then you reach the next stage of ridding yourself of this karma. And as you rid yourself of karma, you rise to a higher level, a higher energetic level. I talk about vibrations a lot. We don't want to be lower vibrations. When you clear yourself of the trauma in your life too, that's working also on karma and living your life to the best that you can, the kindest way that you can, the most fair way that you can, is only going to help you with that karma. You need to understand your life is nothing else but a chain of situations in which you're given a chance to select one of two choices. I'll say that again. Your life is nothing else but a chain of situations in which you're always given a choice and a chance to make one of two choices. One of those choices will bring you closer to the divine, and the other one will restrain you from the divine. It's that simple. And people make it so complex, so hard, so impossible to achieve it. But it's based on our own merits, not somebody else's. All the multiplicity of life situations can be reduced down to this, these two choices in your life. People don't want to think of it as, oh, that can't be it, that can't be it, that's too simple. But it's too simple and it's so extremely hard, because some people don't want to change that about themselves. They don't want to work on who they are. It's you've got to realize that your main task is still for you to overcome this limited state. So if you know the diagnosis, it's easier to find the correct treatment, right? That's why everything we do in this life is a way of overcoming your limited karmic state. It's actually not as complex as people want to make it, but we'll have to take a small break. And when we come back, I will talk more about karma, about how it affects us, how it is to clear it, why we need to clear it, and how it's for our highest good. I'll see you right back. Thank you.
Exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Annabelle. When my brother, Christian, went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there are things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit SarahKRamsey.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-920-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Welcome back. I'm Valerie Trujillo, and this is Love and Light. It's Crystal Oracle Healing of the Tribe. Take your responsibility for it. And I'm guest hosting today for Dr. Pat. Today we're talking about karma. And I just got done speaking about how karma is the veil that separates us from the divine, and that we've lived many lifetimes before bringing karma with us into this lifetime and hopefully working through that karma so that our veils can be thinner and maybe possibly one day lifted. You never know. But again, I believe personally that our main task is to overcome this limited state that we dwell in because of our karma. I believe if you know the diagnosis, again, it's easier to find the correct treatment, the correct solution. And that's why if I believe everything you do in this lifetime is in a way to help you overcome that karmic limited state. I personally believe this is actually the reason why we come down into this earth, why we are here. I believe that's the law of this world. There's a time when we had to make a choice to test ourselves as individuals. We were given the freedom to come down here. And in doing so, we were given freedom to perform our experiments with the divine energy. So we started experimenting with that divine energy on our own. And because of this, I believe we were given a personality, and our personality was given a mind at a stage of evolutionary development. That the mind, you know, has a quality of duality. Our mind has the opportunity to choose how to use its abilities. Every single human being has that ability to choose how to use your abilities. As a result of all the experiments that we've done with our minds, we began shrouding ourselves with a thicker and thicker karmic energies, creating this karma, of course. So we were using the divine energy in past lives that were not in harmony with the plan of God or the creator or the divine, but in accordance to the plan of our own minds, our own egos. Our activity in the lower physical world during millions and millions of years created the surrounding reality we're living in now. A lot of people are like, what? But I thought it was this. I thought it was this evolution. No, I truly believe what we're going through, we evolved, created to with our low vibrations. We were allowed to experiment with that divine energy of our own free will. And now we're at a stage where we can return to our connection with the divine instead of staying in the illusion, because that's what really happened. We were plunged into the illusion in the first stage of those millions and millions of years of creating that karma. We have to understand, too, that while we work off our karma, we raise our vibrations. I said that earlier. We raise our vibrations, and by raising the vibrations of our own selves and clearing that karma, we also rise the vibrations of the entire world. And for some people that might be hard to believe, but really, is it? The power of more than one like-minded person coming together with love, with positivity, with the vibrations that can change the world. You can do it. You got to remember, you can choose the right choice. And everything we do comes with two choices. And it's up to us to select the choice that's going to advance you to the divine. You have to remember, if you're having a hard time accepting this information, 3D is about what you wear, what you drive, how much money you have in the bank. It's not about that. This world, this life is not about that. Those are distractions to keep you from clearing your karma. Those are distractions to keep you in your ego. So the most important thing you have to do is have the ambition to overcome that limited state you dwell in because of your karma. That's why everything you do in this life is a way of overcoming your limited karmic state. I truly believe that's the purpose for us coming to the earth, so we can clear that karma. Think about it. You overcome yourself. You overcome your human nature, which is about your ego, and get more divine qualities, returning step by step to the divine where your souls have come into this world just to experiment. And the why, I don't know, but I just know that it is. It's important to remember that we don't have to make this complicated. And the 3D tries to make it complicated to distract us, to keep us from searching more. Because when we get to that point where we don't understand and things don't resonate, and we start looking for other answers, something that makes sense, you get to the point where you're going to have to work on those vibrations, work on that karmic state. A lot of things happen to us in this world now, too. We're triggered because we hold on to things that don't work for our highest good. It's the same thing with karma. And I think about the good karma and the bad karma, raising our vibrations. I want to get rid of my karma. I want to work on my karma. So in my search, I was shown this site called Sirius-ENG.net, where they do the rosaries for karma and everything else, and it's with the 50 of the ascended masters. But they used 50, and they gave information to a human being, and they used it to help reach the people. And I personally, I do those rosaries. It's important, especially for me, to do on the 23rd of every month. Excuse me. I do the rosary for karma. And you can do this rosary to lift your karma for the next month, or you can do it for a loved one or a friend, or you can do it for the entire world, for your community. It doesn't have to be one certain thing, but you have to pick one thing every single month. And it takes about an hour, but if you do them faithfully, you help restore not just your karma, but someone else's. And it's not just the actions that we take. We want it to be just the actions that we take to make it difficult. But the divine has created this so we can work on it, so we can have another way. So it's not just about actions, but actions that you do in honoring someone else, in helping someone else and guiding them just to work on their karma so they get enlightened. Again, you can bring a horse to water and you can't make him drink. We all know that. But you can plant the seed, and that's what it's all about. We want to plant seeds so people understand that they don't have to live in misery and then in pain and in suffering, emotional, spiritual, physical, any of that. As we do our walk through this world, try not to be distracted by what you have, what you wear, where it's coming from. You understand that it's important to think of how we treat each other. Think of, well, do I want this coming back at me? I personally walk around like I have a camera on my shoulder. As a divine, that's my guardian angels and guides, my ancestors, are all watching everything I do, even when I'm alone. This is my way of holding myself accountable for what I do, what I say, what I feel. And I even have, thankfully, I'm blessed to have my children who also do the same thing. we're going to have to take a break now. You're listening to 11 Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe, and Take Your Responsibility for It. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm guest hosting for Dr. Pat. We'll see you in just a minute where we'll come back and talk more about karma. Thank you.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford-Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe and Taking Responsibility for It. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm Valerie Trujillo, and this is me guest hosting for Dr. Pat. I've been talking about karma. I talked about how we came into this karma, or into this life with karma from previous lifetimes. It's important to work on ourselves, not just for the sake of working on ourselves. I believe working on our karma will help get us closer to the divine, help us to be as healed as possible and live our best lives. I believe also that there's laws to this, laws that are relevant in this lifetime right now. There's the law of creation. It is said you attract what you are, not what you want. and you become what you see around you. That being said, you attract what you are, so like attracts like, correct? If you are pissed off, you're going to attract things that are going to piss you off. If you are suspicious, you're going to attract things that make you suspicious. If you're happy, you're going to attract things that make you happy. And what you see around you, what you become that you see around you, is what you are creating already in your mind and your soul of what you are feeling. And sometimes, more than sometimes, you have to heal that in order not to, and to change that, I'm sorry, heal it and change it in order to live a better life, to live more gratefully, because if you're grateful, you're going to attract more things that make you grateful. I would rather do that than be upset and sad and attract those things back to myself. So you can never undig yourself from that. And you can't blame anybody for that but yourself. You have to let things go. You have to work on them. The next law is called the law of humility. What you resist persists. If you resist healing because you don't want to accept the fact that you have things that you need to heal, that you need to work on, you're only hurting yourself, because those things are going to stick with you and they're going to affect everything in your life. Being humble about it and saying, you know what, I'm not perfect. I'm not the Rock of Gibraltar. I'm not without mistakes in me, or without work that needs to be done. And when I say mistakes in me, I said that wrong. Well, mistakes is the wrong word, because that means you did something, you made the wrong choice, and we do. But mistakes is a bad word. I don't like it. I think more like when you make a choice and it isn't for your higher good. That to me is better than saying it's a mistake. Because we have that choice. And because it's a learning lesson, no matter which choice you make, right? It's a learning lesson. So to me, it can't be a mistake. It can't be a failure. Because you grow from it. You learn from it. You learn what not to do anymore. You learn how to not make that same. And in turn, you grow wiser. You create that wisdom because you walk that walk. So you know what similar forms is going to keep you distracted and how to stay away from them. So, again, what you resist persists. Work on it so it doesn't have to persist. Then we have the law of growth. Wherever you go, there you will be. And change your thoughts to positive ones. Again, the law of growth, learning the lesson. There are all these laws are connected. It goes back to the same thing. Learning your lesson, growing from that situation, growing from that lesson, because it's not saying you're stupid or you're a failure or you're not worth it. It's saying you've limited yourself by the way society has taught you to believe. You've limited yourself with that karma. So let's heal it. Let's work on it. Let's learn the lessons. Thin that veil, get wiser, and become stronger in our spiritual growth. Then we have the law of connection. everything is connected. Everything. The past, the present, and the future. They're all connected. If we walk around thinking they're not connected, and everything you do now has nothing to do with or how it's going to affect your future, and it didn't come from something stemming from your past that you learned, you're wrong, because we get to where we are now at this very moment by all of our lifetime, of this lifetime situations, that where we have learning lessons, where we have situations, everything is a situation and a choice. So everything brought you to where you are right now, and how you believe, how you think, how you feel. So you have to remember, it's all connected. Then we have the law of connection, or excuse me, focus. I just talked about connection. You really can't think about two things at the same time. Believe me, I'm one of those people who used to think, oh, I can multitask with the best of them. But truthfully, you can physically manipulate things at the same time, but focusing, you can't do that. When you focus on one thing, you take the focus off of the other. So you can't multitask. So you're constantly back and forth, like a ping pong. And it's important to know that don't put don't put barriers in front of yourself, because you want to do more than one thing at a time. It's more important to do one thing at a time and do it right and do it to the best of your ability than it is to do a handful of things and not be able to do any of them right. I tend to like to have my hands in a lot of things all at once. As an artist, I will have diamond painting here. I will have Mandela painting here. I will have my working on my wands here. I will have working on my own paintings here, or working on my clicking sticks or rattles. Just, I have to pick one thing. I can't do all of them at once, because then they're all going to be, we'll all have put less than my 100% in each one of them. So that's going to reflect on the work. So I have to make sure whatever I do is full of 100% of what I'm doing. So that's why I believe to have the law of focus is, in this lifetime, whether you're an artist, whether you're a teacher, whether you're an electrician, whatever you're doing, even in your personal growth, you have to just focus on one thing at a time, one part of your healing. That's also, too, why your healing, I believe, takes on the impression of an onion. We have to peel one layer at a time, heal one thing at a time. We can't do it all at once. It's just not humanly, physically possible for us to do that. We could try, and we probably fail at all of those things. So what lessons do we learn? How we really can't do that, and how we have to focus on one thing at a time so we can be successful. We can learn what works for us and what doesn't. I just want you to know that you can try and try, and it's going to be to your detriment, because it's not going to work for you. You're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm guest hosting for Dr. Pat. We'll be right back, and when we do, we'll continue talking more about this fascinating subject of karma. Thank you.
I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's GraceGHolm.com. Are you ready to let go of the I can't that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com. Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit thriveology.com.
Back on the Dr. Pat Show, and this is guest host Valerie Trujillo, and we're doing my show, Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe and Taking Responsibility for It. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio. And I've been talking about the karmic laws. The next law that I'm going to be talking about is of giving and of hospitality. How do we demonstrate selflessness? Because demonstrating our selflessness shows our true intentions. It didn't dawn on me Friday that just passed that I was going to be talking about a situation that was going to talk to me specifically about my selflessness. I went to the bank on the way home to get money out. And like pretty much everybody, I think, I get the envelope, I take out the envelope, I read the receipt and make sure it's correct, and I count the money to make sure it's correct. Well, I did this, and the receipt was correct, but the amount of money I was given was more. And I'm like, well, I've worked with cash all my life, so the first thing I thought of was, just count it again, Valerie, you probably miscounted. You know how much sometimes money sticks together or you just overcount it. So I counted it again. Got the same amount. So I take a deep breath and I was uncomfortable. I'm like, I've got to count it again. And I counted it a third time, and it's still over. It still doesn't match. So I took a deep breath, and I said, okay, I'm going to give it back. I put the money in the envelope, the receipt in the envelope, sealed it back up, put it in the bank tube, and sent it back and called the clerk. And she's like, yes, how can I help you? And I'm like, well, this is Valerie. We're not done yet. She goes, okay, what's wrong? And I said, I just sent the envelope back to you. She goes, you did? And I go, yeah. You'll see in there that the receipt is correct, but the amount of money isn't. You gave me more than what I wanted. She goes, oh, my gosh. Holy smokes. Well, let me take a look. I'll be right back. I said, okay. When she comes back, she goes, oh, Valerie, you were right. I fixed it, though, and everything should match now. I said, okay, well, thank you. She says, God bless you. You didn't have to do that. I mean, you, and I'm like, no, I did. She's like, what do you mean? I says, well, I'm one of those people that I truly live by, if it's not mine, why am I going to take it? Those actions, and I didn't tell her this part, but those actions, taking that money, would have had repercussions on me, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I cannot do the work that I do and call myself a woman of integrity and take that money. I couldn't do it. Every atom in my body was tingling because I couldn't let myself do that, because I knew that it was the right decision, the right choice to give that money back. So I let her know, you know, it's all right. Don't worry about it. You have a great day. I didn't want you to have your drawer messed up because I knew it would have affected your job. She goes, well, thank you so much. And I went on my way home. It didn't dawn on me at the time that that would give me something to talk about during the show, that I needed to give you an example of how I personally demonstrate my selflessness. But it's true. It's so true. You have to live your life. And I personally do this, thinking about how it's going to affect other people. Because my getting something or somewhere is not going to be by stepping on other people's beliefs or their thoughts or their own integrity. You know, it's hard. There's people out there that have no problem doing that. They have no moral compass. And I personally try to stay away from those kind of people. And Spirit protects me, so I don't come into contact with those people very much. The next law, though, it's called the law of presence. One cannot be present if they're looking backwards into the past or forward into the future. We tend to get caught up in our past achievements and failures. I think one of the biggest reasons that we don't get over the past achievements or failures, especially failures, again, I don't like that word, is because we didn't look at it as a learning lesson. What did I learn from that? And sometimes, also, we live in our dreams of the future, and they hinder us from our potential in this time, in this present, in this now. You need to realize the steps you take now matter. The steps that you take in the future haven't come yet. And so much of what you do right now affects how you can make your steps in the future. So wouldn't it be smarter to think about taking care of the right now, the present, so that the future is more solid, is more stable. But not to focus on the future, focus on the now. Focus on what we have to do. So we have the law of change. History repeats itself unless it's changed. Nothing changes unless you change it. Choice, chance, change. To correct your bad choices is not enough to merely just make up your mind. You have to take action. And if you don't take action, it won't happen. We have the law of patience and reward. Nothing of value is created without a patient mindset. You need to focus on the process itself. Don't compare yourself to others who are seemingly achieving more, because we all have different paths to follow, our separate paths to follow, and no one path is better than another. This is not about who gets there first, who does more first. It's not important to do that. It's important for your own growth, because this is not a race. When you don't fix your karma, it doesn't affect other people. It affects just you. When you don't work on that karma, nobody gets held back but you. And we have the law of significance and inspiration. The best reward is one that contributes to the whole. This last law and the first law are similar. The first one focuses on the individual, while this last law focuses on the collective effects of actions. All of our intentions, all of our actions eventually contribute to society. Your action provides value to others. Buddha has this saying, and I think this is important. You harm yourself as dust thrown against the wind comes back to the shore. You harm yourself as dust thrown against the wind comes back to the shore. It's important to reflect on the fact that okay, I wanted to let everybody know that it was my honor to talk about karma today to help, hopefully help people with your experiences. If you want a healing or a reading, contact me at www.crystalblueoracle.com.
Grammar those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW.